Hot FM. In every household in Monrovia, that's why we are absolutely number one. Number one. But first, it's your chance. Take my hand. To you by Lone Star Cell, connecting you today.
And of course, man, back on the big stage. I mean, Hot FM 107. Listen up, man. 086-107-107, that's the beep line, okay? Sending your beep. We got to know you there because, you know, we got your free goodies of the day. Well, Lone Star Cell, empty and scratch card. Now, let me tell you, man, I'm about to get in some music. And, of course, I got the folks from Lone Star Cell, empty. And, of course, a rep from Judy Clark's camp. He's here, too. We'll be talking about the music and how you can get it, okay? So keep it locked. Let me get into one of Judy's song. Now, this one is on China OLIB. So keep it locked right here. This one is Swaggeristic right here at Big Station Hot FM. Keep it locked.
Serving up the beats and making it hot with DJ Blue. DJ Blue. Exclusive.
I'm loving your swagger.
Hot FM. In every household in Monrovia, that's why we are absolutely number one. Number one.
Back at it, man. Disagree with you.
Why?
Iberto is not a cool. Iberto was just.
Iberto is a red rider, bro. Iberto is not a cool. Oh, man, you forget?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
When I put a reason, I consider you.
I'm going to punt. I'm going in the corner.
52 for one. But you will do it after the end. I will talk to the people.
Yeah.
So, why I have to tell the people is that today we'll be discussing it, going deep into it, and knowing what been going on and all the things.
So, before you even get into that, you know, I would talk. What? April
11th.
Talk about Charles. Watch it.
What,
GPS? Is it GPRS?
GPS.
No, GPS. So, can somebody tell us the minute of GPS?
You got me made it.
086-107-107. Help me in the puppy. Let me see if he's right. GPS. I think it's graphical positioning.
Yeah, but I can show you direction.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That compa be bro.
Yeah, is it? Pop, you know.
But what do you tell me for? You did in my school. No, I was on scholarship.
Okay, I won't yet.
Now, the white people give me jinking.
Let me see if this caller now. Hot FM.
Yeah, hello.
What's up, man? Where you calling from?
I'm Abdul Hakan from Francis.
Yeah, and what GPS mean?
GPS is
Global position system. Okay.
Right. Global position system. Okay.
Very well. Let's confirm it. Hot FM.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Your name? Where you call from?
My name is Tristan David. Call from New Jersey.
New Jersey. What does GPS stand for?
I want to talk to Papi.
What does GPS stand for?
GPS stand for Telling People Party.
But GWD, they say Delta Danger.
GPS, okay, what did he say? Global
man.
Position.
Yeah, it's on there. Yeah, I don't remember you.
Anyway, I was right. I had the position.
Time for that boy say global, then he say dirty.
Yeah, man.
G, then he say dirty.
You know.
But I don't remember what I do.
Anyway, man, let's dive into the events of first April 11th.
April 11th.
Today.
Oh, okay.
How many years, man? How many years? So,
you talk about
1980?
Almost 30.
80, 90. Was that 1980,
that 30,
right?
That 30 project.
It was 1980.
1980.
80 to 1910.
And Bulu, 31 years. Okay, 31 years. 31 years. 31
wow.
Years. I put out one CV. 31 years. 31 years ago.
Wow.
31 years.
32? 32.
That 80, they go to hell with you, man, Bulu. You're stupid.
32.
Ever since I said 1980, then you said 1974.
32 years.
Blue?
Yeah.
Your boom put in the pantry.
All right, no problem.
I will come for him. The rider with pinch and full.
So I would mean 32 years ago. Wow.
Tell me two years ago. And I know that yesterday to me. You know that even the morning
but
to me.
32 years ago. Now, what day did it fall on? Wasn't that a Monday?
32 years ago, it fall on a Friday. Friday, go back to Kendemba. The calendar. This one is the calendar.
Calendar.
What?
Calendar.
I didn't say door. I didn't say calendar. Calendar.
So April 12, 1980.
Yeah, look on the calendar. It's on a Friday evening. It's a Friday. April Devin was Friday. Saturday morning was the 12th. But the thing happened, April Devin in the night. After 12 midnight. To be exact. 1:34 p.m.
All right, so let's get through it.
But I talking to you, then you shaking your head, you want to cry, the other channel, that ever since.
So April 11, let's start with April.
What's your name on April Debbing? Because we go into the tweet, that's why we start in front of today, because we're going inside.
Yeah.
Number, you were happy. On the neighbor of April Debbing, the choir just 100 voices.
100 voices.
Yeah, the choirs of 100 voices with a mad choir. They were at a crusade as a...
But I keep telling you that, man. You know, I mean, I can't understand. What kind of old man, what do you belch on air? That's rudeness. You know,
But you don't tell me what to do. I tell you what to do. To hell with you.
Okay.
And don't make me vex with you.
All right, no problem.
And I vex with you. I'm not told. All
right.
And okay, the foolish thing.
Choir of 100 voices.
Singing as of September Emmanuel Pavilion.
Well, that was not EJ Royer, not EJ Royer.
No. September Emmanuel Pavilion.
Centennial Pavilion.
That's it.
On Ashman Street.
On Ashman Street.
So what
with
was
the trouble,
what was this choir of 100 voices?
Choir of 100 voices is an African mad choir. All
right.
It's a mad choir from Africa. Different people, from Google singer, gospel singer from different country, uh-huh, come together, all-star. All-star.
So what are you trying to tell me? We have foreigners in the country too?
Oh, yeah. So many foreigners. That particular day, they said, the Minister of Foreign Affairs from... The Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Prime Minister of Abrinco, and Tobok, with the Tobok here into the Rabofi, because the man came to visit. And the man came, all the thing, and with the Tobok every in, to the MP that very day, he gave me.
On April 11th.
April 11th.
So let's talk about what was the occasion that they had on the night of the 11th?
Where the choirs of 100 voices were performing, and it was a crusade. It was a 1 week crusade, the revival.
Okay, and President,
that was the day we're cruising.
President Taubo being
Reverend Data with
William
the Taubo.
Richard Taubo.
They're going with it. With it alone. They didn't need me. I don't call people by the name because me a gangster. All
right.
So, excuse me, when you hear me, I don't talk too much. I'm not drinking tea. Please, you sit down with me and have supper with me.
All right.
So the choirs of 100 voices, the people were singing, and that night, that particular night, it was not easy to the play, or everybody to the pavilion praising Jehovah Cripple. So the president came there because he suffered the headache. With the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
How about the headache? So the friend that they went in from, Madam Victoria Tobo,
right.
Victoria David Tobo.
Right.
She went in from, and so many of girls were to the play, so many of people were to the play, though, and the concept, the gospel, the concept was going on.
Back house.
Full hall. Full hall.
Okay, and President Tubble was the guest speaker that night.
No, it was one Reverend Reed. One Reverend Reed was preaching and program, but with the trouble was
some sort of like a convention, crusade.
Yeah, and with the trouble was B Mans of Bobby J. And he was former president at the time of Bobby War in Dying.
How big is that job for you to be president of the World Baptist
Bobby World Dying?
Yeah.
Where you are, the
I'm like a president.
Yeah, you president for the general president for whole country. Because all Baptist runs are uniform. Whether Baby Baptist or Millions of Baptist or B Baptist, you the B man for all Baptist.
President.
That was your president. That's why they get the position. The president. So when the trouble, was there, he came late. He came late to the break.
And let me take you back. You remember when Willie Tubble addressed the United Nations?
That's it, Bruno.
He was still
President of Babylon when he died?
Uh-huh.
No, he resigned the position when he became president of Babylon.
All right.
Because the job was too much for him.
Yeah.
But at the time, he was president of Dapira and chairman of the OAU.
Okay, yeah. Organization of African Unity.
That's it. We change to AU today.
And you remember, I just learned that because the OAU came to Liberia. Remember when? What year did the OAU come?
79, July.
July 1979.
That's it.
That was when we took all that loan. That when Liberia really got in jail.
Yeah, but not because they had to build Hotel Africa.
Uh-huh.
They had to pay.
The new bridge.
The Gabriel Jugger Bridge.
They had to pave the road through Somalia Drive.
So they had to pave, they had to make Somalia Drive.
Yeah.
They had to pour all the depot on
but
the
for
road.
What? For 1 weekend? People coming
here. No, but not one weekend.
One week?
It was the 2 week. But
no, probably 1 week.
Two weeks. OAU conference. Yeah, 2 weeks. It was a big conference. It was the OAU conference.
Yeah.
Because you have foreign affairs minister meeting. Foreign minister meeting.
president.
Prime Minister meeting. President meeting. By that time, they had three shares on the sea.
Yeah, for a hotel.
For a hotel, because the Bernard, they are
important
telling you
people.
Some important people, too much, and genetic. Tell you, the genetic, they came from all over. And the further the dame and that be right there telling you.
But then we had no hotel on the Duco.
We had Duco. We had Duco. Them into Arunime. We had Duco.
Uh-huh.
We had so Hotel Africa.
Yeah.
We had
brand new hotel.
Yeah. We had Student Hotel. We had Hotel Astoria.
Astoria.
Astoria Hotel.
Is it still?
No, Astoria Dinsaw. All
right.
Then you have Amazon.
Is it in operation?
No. It's in the hotel. I think Hotel Maria. Maria Hotel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you have
Holiday. Was Holiday around?
No. Holiday in one. No.
Right.
No, brother.
I know. I think you're missing something.
What? The?
99 steps. But they will come.
Hey, bro. That will be a movie. I'll be one for that one. I want to go with me. I don't get it. We're not waiting to receive via blood and put our care to pray. Oh,
yeah. Wait.
It's only say put our when you get that up because I don't that down 75 and oh.
I'm out.
Put our say father,
right?
And you don't know the time body.
Yeah, guys.
And you know, old you man, we don't need you.
Look, I'm gonna do.
I tell you, put our money. Oh, that pin the mummy in that coating.
Okay, I want you. Don't put it in me. But, all right, so let's go to this infamous speech by WRT President Talbert at the UN.
Yeah, so
because I'm trying to tie all of that.
So connect it.
Yeah.
So when the Talbert went to the UN, he had to address the UN. He told the UN after even told all the good thing, you know, all the good thing that they want to hear, that they want to hear now. Uh-huh. Then what the Talbert said though, is that you mean another nation?
UN.
Yeah. He said you had to talk to Israel.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because they're occupying the people of Israel.
Lebanon.
Lebanon. Gaza Strait there.
That place safe for no war today.
Yeah. He said, though, you had to.
Let me ask you. So you think he put him off in something real big?
He was not supposed to put him off in something, but he was a man of God and man with Guha.
God fearing.
Public God fearing. He said, though, you had to tell me he's ready. You had to tell me he's ready to move from there.
He go in New York and tell the Americans.
In New York. Mahatio, but then the other big bold man that when the man taught that whole thing, that when the man said Kukatunu.
All the scholars fighting.
They looking him, dictionary.
I heard something, the FBI and the CIA thing.
Yeah.
He's sending a message.
Yeah. Code message. Code,
yeah.
But he was only Pele. Yeah, the Pele.
We all are one.
We are one people. And he finished with it talk for 1 hour, 30 minutes. With it talk about that big speech to the universe. In whole world.
I wanted that speech documented.
It documented, but they had it recording everything. They had the whole recording for that speech. So that where the problem. And by that time that he made that speech and combined with the OAU conference, they seen 79.
Yeah.
You remember the House of Red Raja?
Yep.
And all the things. So, but as you know, with the top of government, was already shaking.
Shaking. Right after that speech.
Right after that speech. And it was shaking, but I in so way that when you look at it, kindly, the white people fool with the top of two because they don't make it do that. It's shaking by way.
Yeah.
It just means that small.
All right. Now I know
it. But they look at it, they say, we can move you. You will move you too clever. You will move the dog from power because you get brain. The white people.
Yeah.
So the job with the tower, they did one whole year to pass. So we mean what? OAU conference?
Yeah.
United Nations speak?
Yeah.
And Red Raya.
Red Raya.
All pass.
You know, you told me something that you said something the other day that people really gotta pay attention to. You said it. And it's so true. Right after the Red Raya, President Talbert should have resigned.
But Bernard, that was the trouble biggest mistake he ever made in
history.
But
the trouble mistake.
Yeah. Abraham Fudin.
Yeah.
But as soon as Abraham Fudin finished, because you know where I know that the trouble be a bigger mistake, soon as trouble, right after Abraham Fudin, that there are people, some of them come to trouble again with petition. They say, oh, because if that song was going to be 81.
Yeah.
They say, stay again for another mutin. The same way they do
you know, that whole power thing, I think when And but talk about another power
grid. It was another power grid, but you had a saw high. It's how what you saw. That was messing up. But, because it told how what going to be the man. Soon as April 4th, if you say, oh, but the daughter don't want me again. Yeah. In the joy, yo. Yeah. And to hell with y'all. And besides that, I get money.
Yeah.
Because Tobo was making one that from he working Baptist. From Bible, what he dying.
And they
he said that capacity from, excuse me, he stayed in that capacity for long. So he had, so Willidova could never, Willidova had money.
Why did he stay?
He would not depend on that, but that president and Saturday. Then he had a big fund to benefit now, but
you know so he would have stepped down nobody and resigned and go to his farm.
Nobody gonna care with it all, but you were gonna bring down with respect. But why would it talk? Is it with it all? Then what God then who would look at that bit of but I did look at that bit of with too much guha. They look at that bit of day if I defend now.
Who will come?
Who are gonna be put in trouble? Make up when I do a red riot. That almost 2,000 human beings do that day. Then, but you talk about
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, because government people was wonderful, man. Yeah. But people die. The door die. So many door die. But and then with the trouble, and all the nowhere but look at it, so he said, look, I had to be here to straighten that bill.
And then I
definitely. The thing where he thinks he's going to do good, I do. I do it bow. I telling you, Bonai. Bonai, several day. I telling you. And Bonai, what I want you to know, the day people then do door and then door don't respect and say.
Uh-huh.
And they say, oh, Bonai, baby. He do the one, oh, he may not. All I want you to do, say, oh, your dad, why you want?
You let me tell you something. I said it in my heart the other day, broke. I think I got my last day. 30, 40 boy, my partner.
Yeah.
I see people also.
No.
Chief, you know you.
No, I know your chief.
Petition, when you run for.
Why don't you want to
get out of my yard? Or you run.
I don't want to run. I don't even want to be joking. The fact that I don't even want to walk back.
So the people will come to you with all these.
But I didn't lie to you. And, but you know, the video, my tear red, I can just be crying.
Yeah, I don't care.
I will not do it all.
So those were all a Willie Talbot mistake.
That was Willie Talbot mistake.
But he should have seen it.
But I didn't tell you.
April 14th.
Red Raya. Be Red Raya. The first time in the country, they're going to be happy. You're supposed to do it. Because you never raise the price of Reggie. You're only suggesting. Come on, I record the minister of Florentino. And they get stay here with Eddie.
Wait. In the same position as.
In the same position as you were in.
Yeah.
I'm a gorgeous minister. Ben Florence, you know, yeah, with my day get.
You know what? And I'll say this on national. Well, let's go back into our conversation, man.
Yeah, but I saw what it all was. That was one that was the bigger mistake, and that was getting to a degree. Not a degree, but with it was a 67.
Yeah.
So it was not a degree. But it was a day in the fact that we stayed off it.
You know, I know before the end of the show, the biggest question would be who killed Talbert. But before we get into that, okay, so let's go back to the service at the Centennial Pavilion on
Abraham David.
32 years ago today.
Today, Friday. That Friday, with the Talbert King Day. But he had told about Victoria.
Hey, why?
Before the day, yeah. He had told Victoria, oh, man, is it sugar hard that is a goal?
Sugar hard.
Sugar hard. There's a sugar hard man he hitting. But anyway, I come in the top.
I still got to go to the...
Yeah. So she just facing the Bonvita, the chocolate drink. He take Bonvita, then he went to the into the chair. Get that straight. So they call him all to miss, you know, remark. So when they talk about the first thing, he say, I know that the Baptist... All the people that the founder of the Baptist, I'm sure that the spirit are here tonight. Even though there's a day and gone.
Hold on. So President Tauber come on the pulpit.
Yeah, that's it.
And that was his speech.
Yeah, he said the founding Baptist founder. I know that the spirit are here with us tonight because they are proud of what we're doing. But as everybody in the particular pavilion, to hold hand, turn to your friend, and say, I love you. And use a word that had
that
never...
was 32 years ago.
32 tonight. Years ago, and use a word that had never been made by himself, because in the spirit of Moravianism...
He coined that word.
He coined it. In the spirit of Moravianism, mm-hmm. turn to the person next to you, hold them and hug them, embrace them, and tell the person, I love you. But I see people hugging.
Liberian people.
Yeah. And he said that if I would, and tonight, it could be the last time that you will hear my voice.
Did he say that?
Yeah, we are talking. Or the last time you will see me. But I want you all to know that we might have to love each other. You know, maybe you want to say anything because you know you're coming down. You know, but I didn't know
you're coming down. Yeah, but.
Hey, when you know you're coming down, maybe you're coming to the West Point.
But you're really coming down.
We won't put down a door. They put out a cowboy. Take a look at our wear black shoe. Nobody knows you. I don't know you, bro. But you know, sometimes you can talk something to and God, you know, God will speak through you.
Yeah.
He said, we may never see again.
So, I mean, you're speaking in general.
Yeah, in general. In general. Mm-hmm. He was, but I'm ready to talk about, he said that he would die. No.
Yeah.
No, he would not just say, he had made his own death.
I understand. But, I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. That's what. But maybe that's what I don't understand it. So I want to clarify.
Yeah.
So he was not talking that he know he coming down. But he was talking and that, but because anything happens, you can die tomorrow. You know what I mean? Somebody can be here now. Me and you know why I can be here now. Go and be, I can die. And I would never die, but I tell you.
You did never die to denomination people?
I would never die. I would never die.
So he made the speech that night and he said, everybody turn to each other, say, I love you, and hug each other.
I love you in the spirit of Moravianism. So people were hugging, all the things, I don't feel me, God bless you.
Let me fast forward you right there.
During
all this service at this general, where was Jebu?
Jebu was...
Wait, who was Jebu?
Joshua Jebu. Very trained.
I want to ask you one question.
Yeah, what's that?
Jebu, Prince Johnson, who is a better soldier?
Well, but I would do Jebu because Jebu more inclined intellectually than Prince Johnson. Yeah, so I would take Jebu. Prince Johnson just happened to be in the right place at the right time in the right situation. But Jebu was a special fool. Preparatory. When Jebu was so young, Prince Johnson was nothing. Prince Johnson was so young, Jebu town. But Prince Johnson was picking. Jebu was a commando.
Jebu was a what?
A commando, a green beret.
Hold on, terminate there. What is the difference from a soldier in a commando?
I will give you the definition.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
The training of a commando special fool. You are four soldiers in one. Meaning that one man is equivalent to four infantry soldier.
Commando. What is it? Okay, hold on. A special force and a commando.
A special force and a commando, they are the same when you come to training.
Tactical.
Tactical. Very tactical. A special force is a one man army. Is a
commando
four man
one man army.
No, a special force is a four man army. One man can operate into four position.
Commando.
A commando is a one man operating into four position. That's why I tell you, even in the United States Marine, one Marine.
Green Beret.
One Green Beret is a four soldier. Termination. Looking at you, kinder, because you are smart picking and you know how to move and watching it. And I show some who can come. That will have you move.
Terminator.
All right. My son where I born. Hey. That will have you move.
So, okay.
My son I go.
So, commando and special force.
A commando is a special force. So, a commando and a special force, they are seeing human beings, but I tell you.
All right. So, what was trouble?
So, when the trouble
Oh, no, you stay answer my question here.
Uh-huh.
Where was Jebo?
Jebo was in a...
The only commando.
In the Israel or the Bira at the time.
At the time.
He was in the Bento. Benzinvik.
Why he's doing Bento?
Because the operation was already set. Operation was already set. Jebo go to Bento.
It would have
tower go, it would have go to Bento. Jebo UK would have tower in Bento, sir.
Kill?
Kill would have tower on site.
Jebo.
Jebo. Kill so with the tower on site. Soon as you see with the tower convo. Mezo you amp with the convo and dirty.
But you seen something else?
Nah, come here, brother. Let me clarify.
Uh-huh.
Jebo was on the Bento side because of the road to Bento. Look at it geographically.
Mm-hmm.
It's curving. A whole lot of care. You understand me?
It can be easy to ambush.
Very. But you have a whole lot of inexperienced soldier.
At a time.
But remember, Jebo is a dream commando. Uh-huh. And he know how to ambush or anything.
Uh-huh.
But guess what, brother?
Uh-huh.
The good, the thing about it, Jebo wasn't in favor.
He.
So that's why Jebo chose Benzinvik.
So which means Jebo knew about the operation.
But that's why Jebo wanted Benzinvik. Because he knew about the operation. Because Jebo was already head of state, brother.
Joshua Jebo.
Fed between.
Commando.
Jebo Jurabi. So Jebo was over there.
What? A Liberian commando?
A Liberian commando. Train in Quibre in Cuba.
Greenberry. Navy SEALs.
Fed between, brother. He's a man. Jebo was a man that Jebo was a complete woman gang. And Jebo could walk there from here, Ravafi, in no time. Moving. That gonna commando where up was saw in the water. So they can drink water plenty. So the water, one bottle of water can stay with them almost 1 week. Because so in the water, so you just taste it. You don't wet your tongue when you lay. But you can stay hungry because you can go 0 week. But I have a 0 week?
Mm-mm.
Or did you that look at it, brother? That look at 0 week.
What is 0 week?
0 week. Your 5 week as a commando on base. That means you already soldier.
Uh-huh.
You already go through basic military training.
Yeah.
And you have to go through commando training. The first week, the first 7 days, you don't eat nothing.
You
know what they make you do? They make you roll. You know when you roll in, when you roll and you're hungry, bro, you don't vomit. And when you vomit, and you know everything will come from you?
Yeah.
Okay, they have 0 week. You make it through the 0 week, then you ignite, then that group bless you.
Green Beret.
Thank you very much. Special Forces. Jebo examined was Benzinvik.
So you say Jebo
knew
about the operation.
Very well knew about the operation.
From who?
The operation was an operation that was engineered and masterminded by Quibris.
And the Special Forces skill to...
And the people I told you...
You know what, sorry. I fast forward you. Let's please come back to Centennial Pavilion. Then we'll move. I just want to position...
DJ Blue, sucker!
Well, this is Red Rat. And next, yes, don't vex.
It's what it is, man. Me and the Pops here, man. If you want to hear more on the April 12th anniversary, man, send the word M-O-R-E to 1124. Then me and the Pops will continue. Because, you know, man, this is some good stuff, right, Pops?
Yeah, but it isn't more and to hell with them.
I know.
Over me, yeah.
Trust me, she fast. I want a girl that she better be alone. Me need a girl that she jumping on my soul. Me a take her away. I'm carry her warm. You hear what me say, Tilo?
I say you make me so hot, baby.
Oh no no.
Show me what you got, baby.
Oh no no.
Do it nonstop, baby.
Oh no no.
Hot FM 107.9.
24/7, fool.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this ship.
We want the poo-poo or
the ship. Not bull, dad.
Ship.
Okay, I'm ship.
You for the ship.
S-H-I-P.
Time me, tell me that Japan IQ is very ship. S-H-I-P, that ship,
brother.
So why do we do about QP Avro?
Queen Park Ranger.
No.
So, okay, President Tupper now.
Call him a president. Why don't you
That was my favorite president.
Hey, but then call him president.
President Tupper is at the Centennial Pavilion. He just completed his speech.
Intelligent, yeah. And let me not fuck about you before you say I want your job and all the things.
All right.
So, I'm finish at your question before I go for him.
President Tupper is at Centennial Pavilion. He just made his speech, and what next?
What it about me, that may be a headache. He's not feeling too well. They got just a day headache, and he had to go to home. But Momodou Masekwa, one of the SAF personnel, one of the intelligence officers from the first incredible SABIC. Said that the president we had to go to Secretary Mansion. He wanna go to Bento tonight because he's not feeling well tired. So that the president just go straight to Secretary Mansion. So Madam Victoria Tobo Murphy,
his wife,
were informed that we are going straight to. Excuse me. We are going straight to Secretary Mansion. We are not going to Benzin V tonight. All
right.
So, Madam Ford, they say, no problem, no, they're going in Secondary Mansion because they're the children, because they have more than 25 children in Secondary Mansion.
Right.
And 30 children, the president own children.
25 children living
children
in the mansion.
From Ethiopia and Somalia and Sudan or Brazil.
So children from the country.
War tomb and farming country. You know, as a farming, I don't know, hunger country. Farming.
Yeah.
That people tame farming. Now I don't know. Farming or the thing or the drought or the thing, you know.
Drought, yeah.
Because it been 12 years ago and when Sudan, your country is having problems, you don't entire and take children. So they have about 25 children and then the president verity and Murphy verity, small children, they were all to the Secretary Mansion. So you know the people use the small children.
Right.
So they say we had to go to the children, and you know, Quibre people, you know that those people they are not Quibre people, though they are Quibre brown, but they are good people. They are the Quibre.
Yes.
So they say, oh, then we had to go to the children in the hall and to the mansion. So they go, because the mansion are the president hall, man, bro.
Okay, how you look at it?
But are the president damn hall, man. So that had the mansion, but they go in the hall because
why Ellen living in the mansion now?
Why is he not living there now? We have work to be done. When we finish the work, you will go there. All
right.
And I will be there with her. All right. I will be with you.
You won't call crying the boy again.
But not that way, I will not call cry every day, but every Saturday.
Right. Because people. Every Saturday. Who the people that call
cry on Saturday? On Saturday, who the people?
You get on a lawnmower.
I get in the garden Tennessee. I'll be riding the garden Tennessee.
Just to deviate from all of what we're talking the other day, Papi, I saw something to the Capitol building yard the other day. I saw the people there working in the yard with Chapia.
But I wouldn't work over the garden fence. To hell with them.
I understand, man. What the
Chapia today? Getting ready to devil the ground, correct? And Chapia
no more, my people.
Yeah, and garden fence. Call the other name, the queen.
No more. No more.
One of my men anymore.
Okay. So let's go, man. I know the people are mad with us right now. So
everyone is mad at what with this thing because they are not done with this thing. I love it.
Okay, so I love it. So he headed back to the mansion.
So the president Mamadou Masekwa, get an info. He's out there. Go. So by that time,
who is Mamadou Masekwa?
He was an SA personnel.
Personnel or director?
No, not director. Personnel.
Who was director?
By that time, running the second mansion was a Brigadier General Charles Reddy. So they Brigadier General Charles Reddy.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, he died on that very night.
Right.
So they decided to move to Masekwa. He was chief of protected service. So they decided to go to the second mansion. So they comfort the Madam Tobo and brought in her own hotel and her own comfort. They go to the second mansion. get into executive mansion, you know, by that time the president had his room and Madam Freddie had her room.
Wait, can you sleep with you?
No. They don't do the deal. They don't sleep together in the same room. The baby won't see the old man. The baby men you are, he go to the woman. If the woman wants to see the baby, she men you are. So that means men do for woman, woman do for men. And but are you read?
I read.
Okay. So they went in favor room and they were in the room and with it what they in them and madam what they in them. So madam, Mr. Torwana, that is not the mansion, but yeah, I'm talking about Devin not crying now. So when they come to her, is it sugar have you are overting? A overting here, famous grab and couple overting. So what is it? Madam said no overting. He said, what is about a bonvita? He said, no, una coffee and they turn tea here. He said, no, but when I coffee and they turn tea, they be man, but I have a headache. But when they are gonna pray, they are asleep. So man, I said, okay, but fighting in the morning, we'll get all the thing. So, we go to her room. So, they told madam what the madam prayed, she finna pray. I told my man, Vio.
Yeah, my Vic, yeah.
My Vic finna pray, everything, or, you know, the pray for the children and all the things. Yeah. She lay down, but she's not sleeping. So, it's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, she lay down. 1:30. April 12 in the region.
April 12.
We mean today venue.
Today venue.
But I in the scene now.
Yeah.
And before that, people want to confuse you. Why is it there in the madam start to crow out to sleep? Then she hears so gonsan.
Papa!
But I pray gonsan.
What you say, Papa?
Pray, man. Gonsan, man. The only difference is that when you grab never bought because you own your concern that real quickly concern.
Right. Okay.
When madam hear the sound, but I tell my I want to tell. Move that door and bring you.
So I gotta hear it. Let me move to mine.
So and when the man hear the gun, he said, but whether them some days ago and we don't hear it, you know, put a web that do the other web people, so I call them web people.
Yeah.
He said, but whether the guns I'm not here before and all the thing. So but them go tell Whitty. So you go to Whitty to tell Whitty to Stone Green never come in my office again and just have. And producing and blue, and I'm talking nothing.
I think you
probably got that. Nothing. Stupid men, they're still great. Stupid men, they're still great. Who is that guy in the studio? Yeah, he start pressing buttons.
Probably got quick tempo.
No, but who is doing great?
Yeah.
DJ Blue, if the man go, ain't go. Nobody get out for the man. Hold it,
every time. Ba. Okay, brother. Okay. I say, and brother, you come and travel. Let me go. But who's just doing great by the way?
Yeah, they bought my passport here, baby, papi.
Ain't know what I told you.
But I bought a door here. Then who mind by here?
What are you just wanting me?
That pin the mommy bought a door here. Pin the mommy. I said, yeah, I pin the mommy that put out the house on the Stone Green. I said that the only job on wife where say he would kill me in my behind.
You thought your body was kicking?
Yeah, Stone Green. And but he brought something from you. Bona?
Yeah.
Stone brought something from you.
You probably quick to be bought.
And why would it be bought? And the bought them up in the he just get them bought them in.
Okay, so man, they get the first gun sound.
So he gets a gun sound, and I even want some. Man, they here, but TD to four round. That's gonna babab, they're gonna wait.
XLR.
Yeah, if you talk about Israeli made music, talk about FM or with the arrow, and you talk about N16. So, you know, routine, the automatic is in the automatic. Kruka, blah, Kruka. You want to then start.
Quick, but powerful.
Yeah, very dangerous, especially in hot arrow. In the home, you know, clothes come in.
So she got concerned, she said,
But why can I say, you know, but why can I say, yes, so? But then we go to so with thee. Then we go to sugar hut, what go me? So you go to sugar hut with the president, what it over. She said, sugar hut here, but Bode and Gonsan, Jenna, and Sonny Sander go. The president respond, well, sugar hut, go to be. The security will take care of it. But you just, maybe you just thinking, you know, Fabri.
Yeah.
But it has a gun sound, man. Go to B. And by that time, he was about to pray. He in my pajama.
We're talking about 1:30.
Yeah, you're talking about 1:31. Right. Exactly. That too, because I get this particular... The in-hall and come from one of his people, people to Ajit, Shadana, and all the things, but you told my side of doing all the things.
Right.
And a woman so good, you don't doubt.
Right.
So, Bernadette didn't tell you so. She went back in her room.
Mm-hmm.
Maravit decided to lay down. So now the woman did down again, the woman did down there, maybe 15, 20 minutes before the woman can close her, I know the police they go.
But closer.
Kaku, papa, 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 in the hall.
On that the
woman here in the sauna.
So what floor tower? No.
Tower was on the dark floor, second man, safe floor, and the presidential suite. Where or that small break, where do the hall, small the empowerment on top of the,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she go back to him. The sugar, huh?
It is zero.
I hear him guns and then he said, my sir hearing it. He said, but sugar, huh, baby? My sir hearing the guns. But go and call Brady Holder.
Who was Brady Holder?
Ministers of National Security, Republic of Dabira, Brady Holder,
NSA.
Who were married to the president daughter with the, in all the things.
Wait a minute.
No, not with him. Wait a minute, were married to Tony King.
Where's Bird Holder?
Bird Holder Quibre, you know, already he has health condition. He have non going. Bird Holder.
Alzheimer.
Yeah, Alzheimer never break down or anything.
Yeah.
Bird Holder. And he was young as a town, bro. All
right. So she said, he's a called Bird Holder.
Called Bird Holder. She said, but I don't have Bird Holder no more. He said, but I call Vannie Dempster.
Who was Vannie Dempster?
Put the director of the Republic of Dabira. He said, I don't have some funny no more.
Coach, I really.
He said, well, Coach, General Ready. Hey, brother.
General, really?
Really? Come, Brigadier General Ready.
Tell me something about Brigadier General Ready.
Well, brother, Charlie Ready ran Secretary Mansion as a chief of
protective service.
Commander of Secretary Mansion Guard Battalion.
Charity.
For more than 10 years, but I
charity. Experience.
Very fine young man, and not just fine, but educated, and very, he was soldier. And I tell you something, in that day, but we looking at it, but I will tell you, and I will talk on radio, that the man, where they call the unknown soldier today, the charity came you, I just talking to you,
you got real sugar.
And I got ready to go, but I tell really get it, the Quibri man, the white man, all the thing. Where's your unknown soldier? Termination? And you're here.
Let
okay.
Me have, Terminator, let me hear from you a little bit, man. What you guys saying the whole thing yet? We're talking about, you know, tomorrow is April 12th, so we try to bring to the librarian people to events. Terminator, how old are you? You know anything about you? Stuck in Niguta?
But I don't know. But
you got a bike right there, one man. Huh?
And you know, but when she went to him, he never said that he was scary. He never do scary.
Yeah.
He was in pajama. He said, "But if you have more guns, because I say hearing it now, the president talking, and I want you to praco.
Those guns sound like Israeli." Israeli.
Now the juicy and insisting. So it's ready and quibble. So don't go what we're talking about. Hey, so that guy insisting juicy. Where the meeting? And now Kwebre in Israel.
Yeah.
You see from Israel, right?
Yeah.
And who's even Israel and 16?
No AK-47 on there.
Middle 16, so all the raffle. Where you come from? Yeah. And that Kwebre's?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But
Baku.
Tuga, tuga. It always sound like he's in boy working, but I don't even try. So, Bruna, the woman saying, when sugar high, but I am going to say, he said, but go now, sugar high, and call boil it.
I don't get boiling no more.
She said, I don't have boiling no more. He said, look in the yellow page, because you know, the telecom had a phone directory.
Telecom had phone directory?
Yeah, very big phone directory with all the pages are yellow. Some of the pages are pink for company.
That's true. I remember.
Hey, brother, you. But I didn't tell you that you just gave me. Go in the yellow page and do for bread. He said, I don't have bread no more. In fact, said, because but I don't want to go in the living room, but I've got the bread sound coming close now. The going sound.
Cut to.
Tuga. He said, but why about, and then call child and call
general
and
really? Stuff.
Is it a dog in that ocean?
Say, come in, General Reedy. But then General Reedy probably doesn't say,
bossing. But that time, General Reedy trying to re-host it. So when the first day they left from the room and went outside, when she opened the door that they from, the room, because you know the room that they bid that presidential suite in some way that the room one side, living room. You know what I mean?
Sweet. It's a sweet. That's why you call it sweet.
Sweet. That's sweet.
It's a sugar sweet, though.
But with sweet that hard in respect? Sweet that I haven't seen. Because the guy is sweet. Right. When a woman open the door straight, if the first person the woman said, must see railroad. Moruba Cody.
Who was railroad?
Moruba Cody. Railroad.
Pelebo.
Angry, but about call it Ben behind with the tower from VP Day. Railroad body bloody.
Cut to.
Railroad body on the ground. She see railroad. She closed the door because the door that the door she opened, the door that the outside to go to the elevator. So she opened the door, she see railroad body, close the door. Close the knock again.
Railroad die.
It's a railroad body in bloody. So she know that the people working railroad already not can host it. And brother, the woman gets scared. Fabric is scared. When the woman saw railroad by then close the door, then the woman hears a knock on the door.
On her door.
On the main door that opened the suite and the left front door.
Yeah.
Somebody knock it. But the person tried to speak Kodokwa, Dabira Kodokwa, the way we and y'all can talk, the way we can talk.
The Kodokwa.
Yeah. But you know, somebody with Sivri and speak Kodokwa, but I
know. You know.
Marave, open the door.
Sivri Insa.
She said, who's that? He said, open the door, man.
Sivri Insa.
He said, open the door. But he said, you know, open the door, we'll bust you. Then she hear all that Dabira man voice, Dabira voice now. Real Dabira man voice. Say, but we never point the spare key to the security, to the guard hall. To the security.
Yeah, Dabira man inside the hotel.
Yeah, Dabira man. That hard, the, you know, open the door? Okay, bring the key. But Sivri inside.
Sivri inside.
They bring the key, but I didn't open the door straight. So now open it. You know when they were trying to open, you know what the woman go do? Mother of a grip of people to add you because by the time now they come in, mother of a going to go to her education. I come in deep the town where she died. She stood up behind the door.
So I come fire that door, she finished.
The only thing, brother, the door, whatever. You know the main entrance, whatever. So the shopper inside and before you come, I'm going to go and gun at the Avro and 16 were already sticking away. But you know what happened to Moravi? But I'm more of a urinate.
Is it in the book like that? She pee on herself.
Exactly. Sebi me. But I want to die that it came me. Let me hear Tim Maja for 10 seconds. And you want more talking?
Everybody, man, the pop say pop, tell him. Tell him.
I said you want more. Send me.
Take up your bam bam. Take up your bam bam. Your bam bam. Ladies, take up your bam bam. Bam bam. Bam bam.
Yeah, man. Pops.
Yeah,
we got a text in. We got a text in.
Yeah, but what's the problem, man? You have any question?
So she just urinated on herself.
Yeah, but and she was wearing green or all the green gown.
Right.
And on her wrist was Omega white on her hand. On her left hand was Omega white, the female one. Omega.
Okay.
Omega. That's why I tell you. And but you know the Omega white.
Omega white is a big time white pops.
That's why you had to look out over that. Omega. And so when they put the gun to Murphy, she fed the gun. By that time, one picking what they mean with them called Clarence. Clarence body was on the ground.
They kick Clarence.
Yeah, they kick him. They kick Clarence. And all the thing. And Bayrou.
Damn.
Yeah, Bayrou body was on the ground. From there straight, but they move in. They put a gun to her. Where your husband? But now they were dread the traditional warrior. But you know how the traditional warrior enter me?
So.
You know how the traditional warrior are dread?
Yeah, I know how
they wear that person in their dapper on there, the pin their face already. But you know what? Anybody.
All the gamosi and all
gamosi,
that stuff.
But women are women. Anyway, you're looking at women.
Yeah.
Where's your husband? And she never knew where he was. She knew her husband to be in the room. But that time she couldn't tell herself, but the woman couldn't tell
her. Nervous. You're not peeping on herself.
Yeah. Where's your husband? Not gonna name him. Then he said, I'm a. Then they just hear the voice be. And they, coming from the other side of the living room now. I'm the one you're looking for, gentlemen. What's the problem? I'm not that holy trouble. That holy trouble. Dress up.
Very sad.
Dress up in a white.
I got to stop your music for this, Bob.
But I'm holy trouble with dress up. It's a white suit. White, and I say kosu, and I say kosu with towel. I talk about a white sweating suit. A wet boot, you know, he never the wet shoes, the wet boots.
Yeah.
Wet boots on food. He wet that dog cobble Bible. Yeah.
So he had a Bible when
Bible,
he came outside.
A Bible, where did you talk about that Bible? With the kid, where did you talk about a wet Bible? And you go into the boat, they call the fair or anything, and all these statements they have their present.
So you say, I'm the one you guys looking for.
I'm the one you're looking for. Gentlemen, what's the problem? That had one of the guys say, oh, but then we finish making our money. The 25,000. Yeah, but you know that even one of the guys do the DJD. You hear what I say, man?
So what are you trying to tell me? That only 25,000 to kill?
Yeah, it person, but you know how I would look. A president. The man that had a gun to Ventura Tower, Ventura David Tower, he is the man that fired with the tower. One bullet straight to the chest. And where the tower went down, right between the chair and the sofa.
Papa, can you give us the name of that man?
I never knew his name, my son, but he was Caucasian. He's a white man.
Wow.
There's a white man, he's a white man, even though he put blah blah to your face, but you know that they don't know, they don't have, and all the thing. But we looking at it. Yeah, but I saw
President Tower down.
But they play the entrance moment because somebody coming down.
Say what, Pops?
Play the entrance again. Somebody coming down, Tower down, but.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Tobo has been overthrown by President Samuel Kanyendo. I present to you President Samuel Kanyendo.
My fellow Liberian, this is Master Sergeant Samuel Kanyendo of the Signal Unit of the Executive Mansion. When our Tobo had been executed by the People's Redemption Council, we are taking over power in Liberia, and the constitution has been suspended, and we are operating right now with decree. He has been charged with rampant corruption, misuse of public office. The People's Redemption Council, which consists of 17 enlisted men, have taken over power, and later on during the day, we will carry on appointment in government, and I can assure you everything is under control. There's a dust to don't curfew, and we ask every citizen to adhere by our mandate. Thank you very much.
But
I don't have no woman to be dating
Let me tell you something. Liberian people, the Papi is the greatest I've ever seen. Papi? Why you sound like a door just now?
But I know that going to the door. It was a very good thing to do.
And you know what? Before we get back into it, I will try to find out his second speech.
Okay, man.
So it's in the morning. Doe made that speech on April 12th.
Yeah. By 7:45 or Stanton Peabody. So this Stanton Peabody.
Right.
He was one of the men that had that recording of Simon Doe. Yeah, the generally the women were clever. They go and PB do it. Actually, I love him.
One thing, I don't want to get into Doe's speech because we do Doe's speech tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
But only one question I want to ask you.
Now go ahead, man. Go ahead. Don't be scary.
President Doe, what did President Tobo do wrong?
Why Tobo don't do nothing? Tobo don't do nothing. So, but we came. You see, I came Tobo. And right now, the government right now, we are running the government, so we can.
I how can you kill somebody then you charge the person for rampant corruption?
Yeah, you know, the person is already dead,
then you say you charge the person for rampant corruption.
Then you charge the man for treason, and you do the treason because you overthrow the man. As a Terminator.
Somebody just sent you a text.
What was his name, man?
It's a Blue. That puppet is great. He needs to be honored.
But it don't want to give me the honor, no problem.
I said honor, man. I said honor.
Puppet, you need to leave from Pyongyang.
No, I would be in my home at the mall.
There is a need for the puppet to be indoctrinated into the
Terminator. Terminator. I know you knew yourself after the coup, because I did.
Mm.
And the speech he just made was almost a carbon copy of what Doe said.
I said the Pape sounds just like Doe.
But I didn't finish the job, so you're from the brain.
Yeah,
but what did I put it happening with Red SP? And you couldn't read, so but what did you mean?
I think Pop, the Pop is a genius.
What set a dust to dawn's curfew?
Yeah. That time when they catch you, but you're feeling. And they gave you the grab you, and I gave you.
Okay, so let me take it back. Tubbo is dead. So Tubbo has his Bible in his hand.
Yeah. The fire Tubbo, the N16 rifle, one round to the chest. But then what happened was that when they fired the president and he went down, but now that was very, the other angry people, y'all know Bob more than mean and all the thing. It was very savage. Because they disemboweled him after the king. But now why they are
who disemboweled him?
The soya then were going in the building because Harrison Penum, he died the king 1990. He died with do. That door that would do.
He died the poor with do.
Harrison Penum, Jeffrey Bond, all the guys, they went. And I would never do anything because y'all want me to ask you now. Can't talk it.
Alright, go ahead.
Harrison Penum, Jeffrey Bond, Jeffrey Friday, Joe Bodie, all the guys, they went in the executive mansion.
And disemboweled the president.
And, but what they had to do with the man, one boy that killed the man.
Bury him. I mean, they did him like he was a bad man to like BLA. Like, he did bad things to the country.
But I would have told him was
let me tell you something, Terminator, and agree with me or disagree with me. Some of the mess we've been through for the past 20 years, it's because of that savage
but
killing.
The way we're savage, way they get with the trouble, but one round kill you. All the bullets that go in you, that decoration.
Overkill.
That decoration.
Blue, the thing about it, the man, was, he was a strong man of God. They said, touch not my anointed man.
But Gribber talking. Gribber don't have him, that's all the thing.
I just received a text from one Princeton Miller who said the Pop is great. He deserved to be honored.
Yeah.
I mean,
overkill. Why would you overkill somebody? You one round, so it's confirmed.
But you know that.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Is it confirmed that he died from one?
No, but I one round because the bullet went close to the president's heart, and that bullet ended.
Was an old guy already.
The other rounds, that was just wasted rounds.
He was 67. But why you were you never tear the man or anything? You know that Harrison Penum never got a complete or thought of the brain. Let me pull myself together.
Yeah.
He will never sign again.
Yeah.
And he was one PRC member that never gave no position.
Sepsit.
He was Sepsit.
So you Sepsit after that?
After the killing of Talbot.
After with the Talbot, and you could never get nothing on the RSC panel. And
why Doe kept him around?
He was, friend, was a very strong
friend,
guy.
Friend of the president. And all the things. And Harrison Peno and the boy Farafan, that why he died very early. And
Tubbo
Dev that went behind Kuwongba today, and they swear, you know, we are African, we had to look at the thing. And Kuwongba, that they swear that was behind Kuwongba. Because Kuwongba was a picking. He knew what Tomo Cooper. He knew what Antoma Jigba. Not a story, not a day, but Tomo Kubo will discuss it. How Kubo, Tomo Kubo, tend to Tomo Kubo, but we will discuss all the thing.
So how do how did they put Do there now?
He was a master sergeant. All the other people were corporal and private. They were non-commissioned officer.
He was the highest ranking
The highest ranking officer, and he was working with senior unit along with major. He was major at a time, Great Deal Addison.
Redemption Council.
Great Deal Addison was the commander of a senior unit at the time, Secretary Major. How do you think they made?
Oh, I see why he made Great Deal Addison defense minister.
Okay, but now defense.
And Grady became so powerful.
That he killed
so
Grady.
Untouchable.
Because he was Doe Bosman before Doe became president, before Doe became head of the Dabira. Different story, different day.
I want to crown beginning and say the man, he's so powerful.
Exactly.
We set him up.
So we will sacrifice one so crown to get him down. So that is sacrifice Melvin Pong. All the thing. Then look at it, different story.
And we stay watching
day.
It.
We're watching it. They saw you now where Bajo got Otibia the Virgo Spencer Papi. I just got one new name, Trogon and Jane.
Papi, zero. Another name is added to your name tonight, Genius.
And Genius. Hey.
086-107-107 called, man. And,
they didn't say what
let us know, man. Bobby, your favorite song on?
But when it's on play, I swear I don't be there with you, man, but I will be two times on for this on play.
Yeah, yeah, probably ready to get to the hotline.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Hot FM.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Your name? Where you call from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Congo Town. I just want to appreciate Papi, man.
All right, man.
Yeah, he's very good, and I get a reward for him. How do I get to Papi?
Right, it's come to the station tomorrow.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Very great. Yeah, he gave me some good history, man. Papi, I love you too much.
Thank you very much. Hey, my son, I love you too. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah. No, okay, no homo. Okay.
Hey, but man, no homo, man.
How about what's up, man? What's up?
Another very Babe is always making my dream. Babe is a genius of our time. You know, I think it is the nation need to have a big work program for Babe because he's you know, when he's speaking in English, it don't sound well, but why is that in English is really no, he's good, man. He's very good at continuing education. We think it's important for we the youth because we are at times more than we born, but at least he always letting our mind. At least we are uncles, so they well, I appreciate it.
All right.
But I wait before you get in that order. But I want to mean by my English, not all right. I can speak English, but Eddie said.
All right. Okay.
That means you're Eddie.
What's wrong with this person, man? English?
You say why?
Oliver.
Yes, sir. Your name, where you call from?
My name is Jake. Called from ELW Rehab.
Go ahead.
ELW Rehab.
Yeah, I know you crazy, man. Go there.
I'm not crazy. Pop, what's up, man?
All right, woman, man. So how you feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. I want to commend you, man. I'm so, you know, thankful for somebody like you, you know, to be around, you know, enlightening the youth of this country, mine.
Thank you, man.
I totally late, but I did follow the story. But what I want to find out is if you people have some of those, you know, programs on tips where, you know, people put them for them.
Yeah, my son, we have it.
Come to the station.
Come to the station tomorrow.
Hey, this is a
technical
episode.
What's up, man? You all right?
Yeah.
We have an episode. And termination, you're calling me again. Episode.
Episode, Pavel. Episode.
I'm going to say I take another caller. How that feel?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? You name where you call from?
I'm
just calling for Fajr Dusa. Oh,
Dusa.
You
wave? I don't dare Fajr Dusa. Yeah, hey, Papi, I really appreciate it, Papi, man. Papi, you know, every day, every evening, I put on my radio and listen to the show. Papi really gave me some of the history that I even learned in the classroom.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I want to tell you, thank you.
You still end up on my tailor new boy, eh?
I'm only telling you, you know, all these things I'm only telling you.
Madera, old smoker and Podaro.
All right. All right, let's go. Hi, FM.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. Your name, where you call from?
I'm Jerry. I call you.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just want to ask you something. When you come on with your book?
My son, we're looking at it. I'm going quickly for my health
trip. Bitch, can't even write. Oh.
No, I don't think so. You tell me you're joking, man.
Hey, all right, you come.
No, my man, please.
What will happen at the
right.
My son, my book coming. I try to do it. I will do something by genuine worry.
What?
But Blue will help me to read it because reading can give me a hard time, my son.
Okay.
But I will help. Tell me this, John.
What?
Papi, I ain't going to read for you.
You're going to help me because, and why? Because I will be cutting you. That they want to make your vet.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, you can tune in tomorrow morning and listen at the reruns. Okay, 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Hi, FM. Hello.
Yeah, my name is Julius of the
Call from where?
Yeah.
Your phone now called.
You said that you calling from where? Grangeville.
Right. Hi, FM.
Hey. What's up, man?
Your name, where you call from?
Moses Reese calling from Rehab Community.
Who? Closer Reese?
Yeah, Moses Reese.
Oh, Moses Reese?
Yeah, Papi, what's up?
Hello, Mose.
I'm okay.
How you feeling, Mose?
I'm fine, but I'm enjoying your program, man.
Thank you very much, Mose.
Very educated.
Thank you very much, Mose. Thank you. I don't give a scholarship to you, though, Mose.
What? For who?
For myself, to hell with you, man, Mose.
Mose Dope.
Dope. Mose Dope, that one will cry down.
Ladies and gentlemen, take about two or three more callers and then we got to go.
Two call. Finning. Because Stone pissing me off. Stone pissing me off.
Out of him.
Fed the way.
How many is that caller?
Out
of him.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, you know where you call from?
I'm Sharon calling for them.
Sharon, go ahead.
Papi, I want question, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Sharon.
After the plane gone to the little head, they came her on the spot or what became her?
No, they never came, Mrs. Tower. They gone, the man that had a gun to her head was the man that fired the president. He was the man that shot the president one time with an M16, millimeter 16 automatic, automatic rifle for me in Quibris. He fired the president one round in the chest on the left side, and right. The president went down. They never killed the president. The one round that came, President Towo was fired by M16 rifle that came from the same man who put gun in the president woman head.
So we talking that I do talking now.
No, that's his amaza and all this thing. We're looking at it.
Alright, let's go. Hi, FM.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You name where you call from?
My name is Andrea.
I'm
calling from
New York. I know that you sound like you're sleeping and you and your boyfriend are just making love. What is it, mama?
I want to show you know, the president. And so I'm available for you to tell something for the first
day. Yeah, but
you want me to do what?
Tell you something about the first lady. Show them more about Vicky Tomo.
You want me to tell you about the first lady?
What happened to her after the coup?
Yeah.
Right.
Where though? She stayed in that bit for another 3 months. She was on a horse ride. From there, she went to Sabre Spring Meridian, where she spent most of her life. She living in Atlanta, Georgia and all the thing. And she died in 2005. And
where did she die? In the state?
In Quibris. And she was buried in Quibris and all the thing.
Vicky Tobo.
Yeah, Victoria David Tobo.
Since the coup, did she come back on the ground?
No, she never came back when she left from here because she adored her son and daughter Benedict. She adored Clarence, the other the boy. She and Momodu, the other boy. What did No, she died of Quibri. She died of Quibri.
All right. Okay, let's go.
She died of Quibri.
Out of him.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. Your name, where you calling from?
My name is Lemmy. I come from Popo Beach.
Popo Beach, go ahead, sir.
I hold up.
I
hope you're not doing nothing on the beach.
Nothing, baby. I just want to appreciate you, baby.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my son. I love you too. You hear?
Okay.
Hey, right, man. Pops, what? We got about one or two more callers to take in, and we got to go.
But I need people to make me. I would not go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, you got to sleep. Okay, let's go. Hot FM.
Hello?
Yes, sir. And then where you call from?
DJ Blue.
Well, how you do?
How you do? This is Baba Agri.
What's up, man?
Now, Baba, let me talk to my own man. I thank him for that good historian to educate the youth, because more people don't know about what he's discussing now.
Agri.
Agri sound like a ghost of Maria. You know how it
goes on, Mario?
Tremendous.
I remember Byzantine.
Pops, all right, man. The last call, and then we got to go. 086-10. Anyway, Pops, the line, look at the line on freeze.
Yeah, we
see it like, it's finna freezing. When the signal go, which means like almost 300-500 calls trying to come in at the same time. Hey, so Pat, what are we gonna do for them tomorrow?
Well, it's a continuation. We'll be discussing with the dog. We'll be discussing certain things about them and what not supposed to be and why it told that bit of and all these things. We'll be discussing it tomorrow.
Can we have one or two of those speeches tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow we'll be giving. I will have it written and all the thing, and I will do on the radio tomorrow.
Okay, let's take the last caller.
Okay, brother.
Hot FM.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Yes, your name, where you call from?
Yeah, you'll be living near Korea. Tell me.
How are you coming?
I'm very much in you, my child. How you feeling? You doing good? But look at you, David Nia Gray, you want me? How are spiritual? To hell with you, man.
I take you, Papa.
I said, to hell with you.
Not polarity, I think you.
No,
please check out for me, man.
No, that you can ask Stone Gray or Blue to be your father, but I will never be your father because you're David Nia Gray, yeah.
You polar?
And you get out of where you're at.
Thank you very much, man. I really appreciate your effort.
Okay. This is what you don't want speaking.
Anyway, Pops, thank you, man. Hot FM 107, now we're here to leave.
But we had to go in.
See y'all tomorrow, man. Okay. Big station. Again, niggas in.